Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author, and I want to welcome you today to the broadcast. I am encouraged down in my soul on today, and I owe it all. I owe it all to the Lord. Yes, we are in a pandemic. Yes, I'm in it too, but I am praising God. I am keeping my focus on Him and thanking Him for helping me to do that. And how am I doing that? Daily, through prayer. He said that they that stay with their mind stayed on Him, that He would keep us in perfect peace. So I'm keeping my focus through prayer. Each morning from 7:15, we have a prayer line going, and had it before the pandemic. So I didn't just wait for the pandemic to happen to start having a prayer line and praising and magnifying God and giving Him glory and honor. But even before this pandemic, a year or so before, I had this prayer line where I wanted to keep myself and others encouraged. So I started it, and from 7:15 until we are on the line praying and magnifying God, giving Him the glory, thanking Him for another day that He has blessed us to be here. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God on today that He continuously allow me, praise God, this time to give Him glory and give Him honor and the praise. And I'm mighty excited about it. I'm mighty happy about the Lord being in my life. And let me give you, just in case you would like to join us on some of these mornings, it's Monday through Friday from 7:15 until, and that number is 515-606-5329, and the code is 634-812, and you can join us, and we're praising God for what He's doing and how that God is answering our prayers and working out situations and keeping us encouraged in Him as we go through this pandemic. Our eyes, our focus is on the Lord and thanking Him for His blood covering, for we are covered by His blood. I believe that, and I praise God for it on today. So that's why I'm encouraged, and I've been doing this broadcast, praise God, this podcast, as they say, for over 2 years. So on Wednesday, so my ministry, thank the Lord, it's all about serving Him. And so I've been striving wanting to encourage you. For the last 2 years, through the podcast, as I continue to do today. And today, we are talking about who am I in Christ. I want you to be encouraged in the Lord, knowing who you are. And we have to constantly remind ourselves, praise God, daily, daily, we have to remind ourselves of who we are in the Lord. Because the enemy, oh, praise God, he's after us. And he wants to destroy us. Oh, praise God. But it's only through prayer. It's through prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And keeping our minds stayed on him, that he will keep us. Oh, praise God. He said, enter into his rest, the rest of the Lord. Praise God. And he's a keeper. Praise God. I've heard it down through the years that God is a keeper and that he will keep that we give to him. So we praise in God on this afternoon for that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just knowing that the Lord is, praise God, and he has surrounded us, and he continues to keep us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And then we can say of the Lord, he is our refuge, our fortress, our God. In him will we trust, and we are trusting in the Lord. So we praise God this afternoon, a beautiful topic. Who am I in Christ? Reminding ourselves of who we are. Of who we are in the Lord. And I thank him. So let's just have a word of prayer. And I want to encourage you on today to know who you are and what God has said about who we are in him. Don't allow the enemy. He's busy. He's busy. The pandemic is here. Praise God. And the enemy was already trying to destroy us before this. Oh, he's working overtime now. But we want to work overtime also. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In the work of the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, keeping our minds and our hearts focused on what God would have. And we thank him for that on this afternoon. Most gracious Father, our King, our Lord, our Savior, oh, praise God, we thank you. And we magnify you for this, another Wednesday that you have blessed, oh, God, and given us, oh, God, to lift you up, to praise you, to magnify you, God, and we thank you for it. Forgive us of all of our sins and the things that we've done, said, thought, acted that were displeasing to you, God, and we thank you for it right now. Thank you for this opportunity, oh, God, to share with those that are listening in on today who we are in you, Lord, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask your blessings on today. Thank you for your anointing, God, as we, hallelujah, as we, God, go into your word, talking about who we are in you, Lord. And we thank you, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you for who we are in you and how that we encourage ourselves. David had to encourage himself in the Lord. Oh, praise God. So when nobody else encourages us, knowing who we are in you, thank you, Lord Jesus, a daily reminder, oh, God, that you love us and that you have our back. Thank you for that, oh, God. Father, we ask that you would have mercy on your people everywhere. Look on the saints, oh, God. Encourage their hearts today, God. In the name of Jesus, encourage them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the bereaved families everywhere, all over the world, God. In the name of Jesus, we're needing your help. Help us to humble ourselves in the name of Jesus. Turn from our wicked ways and seek your face, God, that you might heal, that you might heal our lands, oh God. Deliver us, and that you might set us free. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you, and we magnify you for this prayer, God. We acknowledge you, Lord, in all of our ways and our doings. Bless us in this word on today, God, that somebody may taste and see, God, just how good you are, and be reminded that we can recover all through you, Lord, through your word, God. For you are your word. Thank you for it right now. Thank you for your spirit, God. Thank you for your anointing, God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Lord. And amen. And amen. Who am I in Christ? Who am I? Thank you, Lord. And like I said, this is Recover All Wednesday. So if you have not known who you are, as you read this and as I go over it with you, and you can go over these scriptures again and again and remind yourself, as I remind myself, of who I am in Christ. Woo! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! If ever there was a time we need to know who we are, it is now in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. And so I praise God for this article. I thank God for the scriptures. And I think that that's where we will begin. Praise God. With our scriptures. Galatians 3:26 says, "For you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Jesus did this for us. We're celebrating, praise God, this time of the year, because this was the time. This is Jesus' time. Praise God. What he did for us on Calvary Cross. And so what he did for us is that he made us, for all of us that are believers, for you are all children of God through faith. Faith. Where's your faith? Where's your belief? What are you believing? Oh, praise God. We are children of him, children of God, through faith in Jesus Christ. What Jesus did, it put him at the right hand of God. And through him, and because of him, he was willing. He said, "Daddy, make me a body. And I'll go down and redeem man back to us." Praise God. We couldn't get to God because of the sin. Praise God. And God needed a remedy. How could he do it? Praise God. And Jesus was that ultimate sacrifice for us. Who am I in Christ? And then in Galatians 4:7, "So you are no longer a slave, but God's child. And since you are his child, God has made you also an heir." We are heirs with Jesus. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, our big brother. Jesus, we're heirs, being that we are children of the Most High. Children, he made us heirs through the blood of Jesus. We've become heirs of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So this is who we are. Who am I in Christ? Who am I? He did this for me. He left his home in glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you and for I, for myself. Oh, praise God. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Thank you. Well, God wants our joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Praise God. And because we are who we are in Christ, our joy can be complete. But they that stay, we have got to keep our mind, keep our focus on the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We are in this pandemic and we are going through. But keep our focus, praise God, not looking to the left nor to the right at the distractions that are going on. The enemy wants to take our eyes off of him, off of Jesus, off of Jesus. And you know, it's not just one hit, but then it's one, then it's two, then it's three. And that is good as the enemy would have it, because he thinks that he have destroyed us. He got us down. Oh, but with the Lord on our side, praise God, don't count yourself out. Don't count yourself out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He may have won the bet fight, but the battle is not over. The battle, he says it, it belongs to the Lord. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing. Who am I in Christ? Who are we? Who are you? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ask yourself that question. Who am I in Christ? And if you have any doubts about it, get in the Word. Get in the Word and reassure yourself of who you are and then who you are in the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You don't want no doubt in your mind, praise God, of who you are in God. We are children, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus. And then Psalms 18 and 26, it says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. And I just want to encourage you in the Lord as to who you are. Don't allow the enemy to mess with your mind, praise God, and pull you off track. He's pulling, and then his imps is pushing. Oh, praise God. But we are focused on who we are in the Lord. I read an article, and it just encouraged me, and I wanted to share it with you on today, and it will encourage you. And it's by Fritz Cherry, and it really, really spoke to me. And he said, and I want to encourage you with it on today. He says, Satan is constantly fighting believers to cause us to lose sight of our true identity. Can you agree with that? He don't want us to know who we are or believe who we are in Christ. God is constantly pouring out his grace and reminding us of who we are. He is constantly reminding me to not dwell on my failures. Ooh, look at God. His mercy and his grace takes care of that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So receive his grace and press on. Don't allow the enemy to bring situations in your life, praise God, to speak into your spirit, to kill and destroy. But that's all that he's about. Him and Jesus, but Jesus were going to a meeting. Satan went to the same meeting. And he asked him, what are you here for? And And he said, I'm walking to and fro, and I'm seeking who I may devour. Praise God. So that's the enemy's whole job, is to kill, steal, and destroy. What's your job? Thank you, Lord, to know who you are in Christ. Stand on that word. Don't be moved about. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But when the situations come in our lives, know who we are and what the Lord has said about who we are. When those voices, praise God, in the name of Jesus, when you hear and people try to speak into your life, woo! Thank you, God. When they speak those things that you know that are not you, that don't describe you. When those voices tell you that you are misunderstood by everyone, God reminds you that he understands you and I. When we feel unloved, we are reminded that God loves us dearly, deeply, and unconditionally. When we are engulfed in shame, God reminds us that Christ took upon our shame on the cross. You are not defined by who the world say that you are. And don't allow people. Oh, praise God. If God died to put us back together with Daddy, and all we have to say is forgive me, well, then we don't owe that to man. We tell God that we are godly sorry, praise God, for what we did. So don't allow people to identify us by what we've done wrong. That's not who we are. God reminds us. You are defined by who Christ say that you are. In him is where you are, where your true identity lies. It's in the word of God. Who does God say that you are? Who does God say that I am? Don't believe the lies of the enemy, for all that he comes to do is to kill, steal, and destroy. So in the midst of many voices in our head that wage war against our identity, we forget who we are in Christ because so much is going on. We're in this pandemic. We got other things that are going on. People are falling dead all around us, in our families. Oh, praise God. And so the enemy wants to distract us. Want us to take a look at that and deny God, deny the power of God, deny who we are in Christ. But keep your focus. Keep your focus. As Ephesians 1 and 3 says, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm with every spiritual blessing. And as Psalms 118 and 26, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord, we bless you. So we are blessed of God. We are blessed of God knowing who we are in the Lord. So in the midst of many voices in our heads that wage war against our identity, we forget who we are in Christ. I need to remind myself daily that my identity does not lie in my mistakes. Take a look at that. Believe this on today with me. I don't care what mistakes we've made. That does not take away from us who we are in Christ. It does not take it away. Oh, praise the Lord on today. My struggles. So I need to remind myself daily that my identity does not lie in my mistakes. It's not in my struggles, my embarrassing moments, those discouraging negative voices in my head, and all of the negative things that people try to bring into your life. It don't change who we are in Christ. Our identity with the Lord. Praise God. Who are you in Christ? Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Thank you, Lord Jesus, who we are. Who we are in Christ. And be encouraged in the Lord on today. So I pray that you will be encouraged. Read these scriptures. Read other scriptures. Get in the Word. Get in prayer. And allow the Lord to confirm who you are in Him. Praise God. It's not your mistake. It's not who people say that you are or what they say about you that make you, but it's who Christ say. You are a believer, a new creature in Christ. Praise God. And that's who you are. You identified, we identified with Christ. And we thank Him. We've been transformed, been changed by the renewing of our minds. And we love the Lord. And this is who we are on today. And daily, daily, recognize. Woo! Gotta recognize. Thank you, Lord, who we are. In praising God for the same. Be blessed. Be blessed on this Recover All Wednesday, knowing who you are in Christ. Bye-bye now.